This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
If you load the Russian version of Wikipedia today, you'll find a big pink bar across the top. And the site shut itself down completely yesterday to protest an internet bill that looks likely to pass the Russian parliament. Human rights groups are also up in arms over this. To see what they're so worried about, I've got reporter Peter Van Dyke with me now from Moscow. Good to talk with you.
Good morning, Jeff.
As it's written, what would this bill actually do?
Well, it would allow a government to put a number of websites containing material that is harmful or threatening to children on a blacklist that would require the websites to remove them. And if they don't remove them, then the internet provider hosting the website would have to remove the whole website. And if that doesn't happen, then the internet service provider could be shut down.
And why does the government of Russia, which backs this thing, say that it needs the bill?
Well, it's a protection against material that is harmful for children. Now, the problem is the very wide possible application and the very non-specific language in the law that has people really concerned.
As you look at the language of the law, where is it that skeptics see this potential for abuse?
Well, it's specifically where it talks about what can be put on the blacklist without any sort of court oversight. Now, there is a further measure within it that says other illegal material can be included on the blacklist by going through a court. And in Russia, illegal material is quite loosely defined, and it includes things that call people to have extremist acts. So there is a concern there that with just the say-so of a judge, things like that could then be included into this blacklist, and that would allow its reach to go far beyond what it is normally intended to do, which is protect children.
Peter Van Dyke reporting for us from Moscow. Good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeff.